superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Are you
this
in?
Is the Rich Eisen Show.
Sing.
Deep left field, ball going, ball gone for Manny Machado.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Bellinger going back to the wall. He leaps and makes a spectacular catch.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Blows a kiss over to Manny Machado, who didn't like him throwing the glove.
Nothing upsets me more than dumbass crap.
Earlier on the show, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Still to come, Grammy Award winner Jon Bon Jovi. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. It's hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show. And for those of you out there joining us, you missed Dr. Alan Sills, the chief medical officer of the NFL, run us through the current science of everything. And it's still a little bit more, it's still a little bit of a shrug emoji when the concept of somebody testing positive, if that means they got everybody that they just played football with sick or exposed them to it. And, you know, asking him about Stephon Gilmore testing positive on a Wednesday, does that mean he exposed the entire Kansas City Chiefs offense and people around him to the virus on Monday night? And he basically said, that's a great question. You know, so we're keeping an eye on all of that. Chris Brockman's going to get a news update shortly. Jon Bon Jovi, for crying out loud, is going to join us in about 19 minutes time. As we get set for Thursday night football tonight, and for those of you who might have a little bit of an axe to grind with Tom Brady, for those of you who might look at TB12 and not say that's the GOAT and somebody to emulate, let's just say you're not somebody who likes seeing Tom Brady on your television set. Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to have a rough 5-week stretch. Thursday night football tonight against Chicago. Sunday afternoon, late window, America's game of the week.
America's game of the week.
Sunday night football in Las Vegas, Nevada in week number 7. Week 8, Monday night football against the Giants. Dun, 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 dun. Week 9, Sunday night football against the Saints. That's your next 5 weeks of Tampa Bay Buccaneer football. This is when the league saw Tom as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, put the schedule together and say, that's going to be the meat of the nationally televised order right there. Weeks 5 through 9.
Medium rare.
No, it's coming. They should flex out of that Bucks-Giants Monday nighter.
Yeah, they're not allowed. As you know.
I know. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, it'd be a good one.
Then they just got a regular old vanilla 1 o'clock Eastern start against Carolina in Week 10. And then the Monday night game is against the Rams in Week 11. Oof. And then Sunday afternoon late window on CBS, probably Kansas City and Tampa. And then there's a bye. That's the Bucks schedule. A lot of nationally televised games. Well, and then we're not technically all nationally televised. It'll be to the old 90% of the countries.
I mean, they could be stuff. 10 and 2 going against the Chiefs.
Oh, go.
Starting tonight.
Tommy.
Starting tonight. A lot of TB12, a lot of Tampa Bay Buccaneer football for all of us to enjoy.
My guy.
It's great.
TV.
The drama's out there.
It's great.
This is what the NFL wanted, and why not? The drama of what about Tom Brady post-Patriots? What about that? Putting much of it on national television starting tonight. As a matter of fact, this is the first national televised game, technically, for Brady and the Bucks. I mean, week 1 against New Orleans and week 3 against Denver were late window Sunday games, so much of the country received. All of the country receives it this evening. So Tom Brady Chris Brockman, and you've got a multiple television situation, right?
I do.
Excellent. Tom Brady, Bucks on one screen. Mookie Betts, Dodgers on the other. A lot of good fun stuff to watch.
I'm rooting for the Padres, for the record, but...
Well, I mean, the Padres are a likable team. They got a lot of young guys. They got a lot of people likeable. That you like to see. They're a very likable team.
They're very fun.
It's next 10 years, pal. Next 10 years. All right. Let's get Chris off the griddle over there.
Really? They couldn't give him $70 million extra. They couldn't come up with $70 million. Honestly.
They have money.
They couldn't come up with 70 extra. They paid Evaldi $70 million. Because he pitched one playoff game in relief that they lost.
Well, wasn't that why Dombrowski got the gate, right? Isn't that why they eventually told Dombrowski to go pound sand?
But right? You have a guy, right? He's won an MVP. Yes. He's been top five two other times.
Yes.
Okay? Mike Trout has one of his MVPs beside the point.
Right.
Won a World Series.
Maybe they thought he wasn't durable. Maybe they viewed him like a Kirk Cousins guy. Maybe just thought he wasn't all that. Maybe.
How do you watch Mookie Betts play baseball and think that guy isn't a guy that we want to build our entire franchise around for the next decade? Have a statue outside Fenway next to Ted Williams' statue.
Wow. And poppies?
Retire his number and have him come back for the rest of his life.
If this was only tea, I'd be sipping it. It's just coffee.
I got.
And you couldn't come up with $70 extra million?
Yeah.
You own Liverpool that has gone up five times in value since you purchased it.
Yep.
Maybe don't pay one of those guys.
Oh. Mm. Take it out of Liverpool's budget.
Great. They're fine. Did you see what they did last year?
I don't know if it works that way.
Didn't we have that problem?
They lost like two
budgetary
games.
Money around before?
Sorry. Fewer pounds for Mo Salah. You got to pay Mookie Betts.
In the couch cushions of your private jet, you have $70 million.
Okay.
You know how much money $70 million is.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot.
When you're already willing to commit $300, just go a little bit more.
Yeah, what's more?
For $370, he stays in Boston.
Yeah, it's a few more Dunkin' Donuts commercials.
What are we doing?
For Alex Cora to come back next year.
I feel your pain, though. I feel your pain.
I will never... Yeah. You know, forgive John Henry for this.
Maybe you just go to Shawmut's and say it's going to cost a little extra now to put your logo somewhere. Is that an appropriate name?
Shaw's Shop and Save.
Okay, Shaw.
Those are the grocery
okay, so anyway. Shaw's, you go to Shop and Save and you say, hey, look, guess what? We shop, you save less.
I bet
we
you
need more.
Went to him and
we
said,
need to shop.
We need to keep Mookie. They would. You know, throw some extra dollars.
And now I got to watch this guy out here. I got people every single time Mookie does something cool on Twitter.
Look out.
I get hundreds of tweets from people.
That's tough.
I have to start doing
that's
rough.
Now. Here comes 101 tweets.
You like that? Why don't you just start rooting for the Dodgers? You live here. Great. Yes, I'm aware.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Brockman, you've had to deal with
Mookie's reaction to Tony. Go back to your dugout. Go cry at home.
You've had to deal with that for half of
go
baseball
cry at home.
Season.
No, you got,
I'm going to deal with it for the next 10 years.
I've dealt with it for 20 years from Laker fans. So what I'm saying is it's not going to get better for you. And don't let them win a title.
And do you think suddenly he's just going to stop being amazing?
No. So no. I'm saying you're in it. You're going to hear this
he's
for a while.
He's definitely going to win multiple MVPs in the next decade. Like he might win this year. Should go to Freddie Freeman. It's fine. But he might win it this season. What are we doing? Did you just see how terrible this summer of Red Sox baseball was? It was awful.
And now, again, I'm not sipping tea. I'm not sipping coffee. I'll just let this speak for me. There you go, right there. Former Red Sox, Joe Kelly.
Former Red Sox, Joe Kelly.
There you go. Not the only former Red Sox on the Dodger. Close it out.
Should have been our closer. Should have been our closer, but no.
That's what you're basically saying.
Rotating door of closers.
Sorry,
Dirk Nowitzki's jersey should be hanging in the rafters at Staples Center, but instead, Michael Ola with candy got picked.
This is fun.
I understand. Why did you just get me going like this?
This is fun. I'm enjoying this.
Because it's fun.
The Betts black hole when Brockman gets in.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, you just wipe right in.
Do you feel better, though?
Has Mookie ever called in, by the way?
It's because his son was in a Matt Ryan onesie. That's what it was.
Has Mookie ever called into the show?
That's why. He's upset about that. No. Deep down, he needs to work on that. He needs to work on that.
Yeah.
Needs to work on that. There's no Jared Stidham onesie for him right now. That's what it is.
Hoyer.
I shouldn't be talking. My Jets are in the crapper. Joe Flacco's going to start for the Jets. That literally is
happening. He's got a ring, though.
Hey, guys. I'll call him out. Le'Veon's back.
I'll call him out. Josh Charles texted me last night.
About Flacco? What did he say?
It's very simple. He just wrote back, "Miss you, bud. Flacco gets the nod. Poor Jets are a mess. Sorry."
Says that's actually very polite. I mean,
Josh Charles is a gentleman. He's a gentleman.
Polite guy. Gentleman and scholar.
Yep. There you go. You got a news update over there, Christopher?
Yeah, I've got some
Let's get a news update right here. John Bon Jovi will be joining us. Phone calls as well at 844-204-RICH. Chris Brockman's news update here on this busy Thursday.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
You know, it's funny how your news update introduced by Tom Brokaw, and it sounds like Tom Brokaw, but I also think it's a little bit of Dr. Spichemin in there. I've been seeing a lot of Dr. Spichemin memes these days on Twitter.
Oh, they're great.
Very doctor. It sounds a little bit like Dr. Anyway, but I'm just going to say that's Brokaw, and we're sticking to it.
Can I get on your level real quick? Who is Dr. Spichemin?
Dr. Spichemin, 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Chris Parnell.
Available here on Peacock, by the way.
Yes. Watch it. Genius. Okay, some injury updates, guys. Big one here. Speaking of Josh Charles and his Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson didn't practice again today, so that's two straight days. No Wednesday, no Thursday. Dealing with a knee issue. Not sure when it popped up. They haven't really been able to lock down when it happened against Washington, but he has missed two straight. A little bit reason for concern. Keep an eye on tomorrow. If he doesn't go tomorrow, then he's going to be a definite game-time decision against Cincinnati.
Okay.
Keep an eye on Lamar Jackson.
So it could be an RG3 sighting this week.
Could be RG3.
It was yesterday where I just said, hey, somebody on Twitter saying Lamar's not available in the media portion of practice. He's not out there.
Yeah.
So you're saying this is now
I would say
potentially
if
on the verge of the cusp of being something?
Potentially. Okay. Keep an eye on tomorrow.
All right.
Some other things across the league. I mentioned Le'Veon Bell is practicing right now and could be activated off short-term IR.
All right.
Could be available for Joe Flacco.
Bowling for Le'Veon.
Adam Gase said, Le'Veon Bell is Adam Gase's favorite player on the Jets, said, quote, "I think he feels better than he did even for that first game.
Okay.
Feels like his body's in a good place."
You know what the Jets should do? If Le'Veon's back this week, they should acquire the Browns and Bengals' best players from the 2015 season and just go like an AFC North, reunion weekend. You know what I'm saying? Right?
Trying to look up the 2015 Browns.
2015 Browns would be.
Let's say 2015 Browns.
We're just workshopping
Isaiah Crowell, who used to be on the Jets.
Is Rubisky on that team?
Josh McCown was...
used to be on the Jets. The Jets have already had the weekend idea. They just ran it in 2018.
Johnny Manziel also started that year.
Yeah, well, he could just wave to the crowd.
Travis Benjamin?
That there is not there.
Travis Benjamin? What's he
Sounds
up
good.
To?
Well, now move to the Bengals. 2015. What do you got? Oh, it'd be Dalton, the Red Rifle, right?
Oh.
A.J. Green? By the way, I'd take that. I'd take that right now as opposed to Le'Veon and Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
Oh, my God. That's it. It's 2014 AFC North weekend for the Jets, everybody.
All right, some wide receiver news.
DeAndre
Hopkins practiced today. So, I mean, you saw he didn't practice much last week, but did play.
D-Hop and Kyler Murray against the Jets this weekend.
Yeah, let's go off. Let's go on.
We need it.
Julio Jones dealing with that hamstring still. Did some individual drills today during practice.
Wow.
He's trending in the right direction. But troublesome that he's been bothered by this.
Oh, my gosh. And then Ridley got bageled by the Packers.
Matt Ryan missed him wide open in the end zone on one play. And for Washington, Terry McLaurin.
So you were paying attention to that game, huh?
Wow, Sarah has Ridley on a fantasy team.
Oh, okay. And your son is dressed in a Matt Ryan onesie.
Here's the deal. You're just trying to get me going today. I am not a big fan of wasting money on an infant who's going to outgrow this thing in a week.
Oh, my goodness. Live life
just
for
a
the moment,
op?
Man. Yes. Yes, look at him.
Look at this guy, Chris.
Yeah, look at that beautiful boy.
Look how miserable he looks in that thing.
Well.
Yeah.
He looks terrified.
Because it's a choking hazard.
Well, maybe he just went a little boom boom. Or he's trying to go. You never know that.
Such a pessimist.
Look at that boy. Beautiful boy. Wearing the old Matt Ryan onesie.
That's a cute kid, Brock.
That is a beautiful boy.
Yeah.
You know, but he's wearing Falcons gear.
I think that's where this hostility is coming
now,
from.
Now, you know, I'm going to interrupt this news update for...
I do have some.
You
got to
move on. You got to move on.
No. Listen, you know, as you know, I'm the dark sheep of the Schuster family.
Because you're for the Jets?
Oh, I'm a New Yorker.
Yeah.
Married into a proud New England sports family. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I brought the Yankees and the Jets and the Knicks with me.
Manhattan
and
clam chowder.
You know, all that.
Yeah, okay, red clam chowder.
At least my alma mater of choice bequeathed Tom Brady into their level of enjoyment for two decades. So, you know, all of that, when Zan, who's now 12, was born 12 years ago, all sorts of stuff showed up in my house for him to wear. Bibs and onesies and books. Books. There's I had no idea. There's a Green Monster collection of books and stuff like sort of stuff.
The Green Monster.
So I had to make a decision. I had to make a choice. As a father, a husband,
a man,
and a human friggin' being. All right? I had choices to make. Yeah. I had choices to make. There's a lot of sensitivity. There's a lot of fault lines. There's a lot going on. I had to make a choice. Do I say no to the Celtic stuff? Because I hated Larry freaking Bird and Kevin McHale and ML Carr and Danny Ainge and all those weasels. Do I say no to the Patriots? Do I say no to the Patriots, who, as we all know, is the Jets' bete noir? I did not even see the butt fumble in the future at the time. How could you even imagine such a thing? Yeah. All of that. Do I do that? And I thought to myself, you know what? I hate James friggin' Dolan. Celtics, green light. I'm not going to say anything.
But here's the difference.
I saw Patriots, and I thought to myself, do I actually say that my children should root for the Jets? I don't want them removed by Los Angeles Child Services. I say nothing. Plus, this Tom Brady, go for it. Put all Brady gear on you want. Red Sox stuff?
No.
Nuh-uh.
Matumbo.
I put my foot down, which is a rarity.
No.
A rarity?
Huh? No.
I put, Red Sox stuff? No. And there are photographs of my children in Red Sox gear. I can't even look at it.
No.
Oh, I've got some of Zan wearing my Red Sox hat.
What's up?
What do you mean? I don't understand why you guys have a problem. Here's the thing. New York and Boston, rivals. Boston and Atlanta.
Have at it.
Well, they were a rival for the first half.
Different leagues. Different leagues.
Apples and oranges?
It's not even close. Like, they're not our rival. They're clearly not a threat.
I mean, see, now, when you talk that
you know,
it sounds
fine.
Like you're almost all due respecting the situation.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're on the verge of saying, with all due respect,
to your
own wife and your child.
It's just not a big deal. If he wants to root for both, he can root for both.
Yeah, but then people will be like, who's your favorite team? Oh, I root for the Braves and the Red Sox. And people look at him like weird. He's a weirdo.
He's going to grow up here.
He's
going
to be like him. He's going to grow up to be the next T.J. Jefferson.
He'll probably say Mookie Betts.
We look at T.J. Jefferson and say Clippers and Sixers and Cowboys and Mets. What the hell's the matter with you? You don't want your child growing up like that in America.
I mean, if he roots for Fernando Tatis, I'll be happy with that.
With all due respect.
I was saying, I'm sitting right here. These are on. I heard that.
Yeah, he can see you.
All right. We got to pull it together because John Bon Jovi's about to call in. Let's take a break so we can be on time for the legend. What is the matter with you? What's the matter with you? I know there's nothing the matter with me.
Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi when we come back.
The Mighty 1090.
Help support your local businesses. Whether they're your corner stores, coffee spots, or favorite shops, local businesses have always been on your team supporting you and your community. They remember your order and call you by name, always giving back, making a difference, and going that extra mile. But right now, more than ever, local businesses need our support. So let's be there for them. The next time you go shopping, help your team score and choose to shop at local businesses. And while you're there, look for the contactless symbol and tap to pay with a contactless Visa to help support your community. Because where and how you shop matters. Visa. Everywhere you want to be. Official partner of the NFL. Old Spice now has Below Deck, a new line of products for your, well, below deck area. New Below Deck Powder Spray helps you feel drier and cleaner down below. New Below Deck Anti-Chafe Stick helps prevent inner thigh chafing. Nobody wants that. Available in the family planning aisle at Walmart or online at walmart.com/Old Spice Below Deck.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Our Peacock viewers and our SiriusXM listeners, stand by. We're waiting for our radio audience, terrestrial radio audience, to return in about a minute's time. John Bon Jovi will join us once again on this program. Excited to talk to him. Always exciting to talk to him. Now, again, you're from where in New Jersey? Are you from exactly?
Livingston, but I was a shore guy down in the seaside.
What do you mean you're a shore guy in your spare time?
Yeah, we went down every summer.
That's where you'd hop. That was your hobby.
Oh yeah.
Where's John from? Do you know this?
I think Tom's River, I think. Right?
Aren't you supposed to know that? If you're from New Jersey, you're supposed to. I'm from Staten Island, which is technically New Jersey.
But he used to hang out in the clubs. I used to, you know, and he's a little older than me, but we all hung out in those clubs in Seaside.
We all hung out. The we is doing a ton of heavy lifting there.
That's
all of New Jersey.
All of New Jersey. You went to the shore in the summer.
It says he's Perth Amboy.
Okay, I'm sorry. He used to hang out in Tom.
Yeah.
Back in the old days,
right.
Skid Row.
Okay.
I mean, they were Bon Jovi, Skid Row. All those bands were like big.
Big. Huge.
Jersey Strong is the best.
Jersey Strong.
Bon Jovi's like
John's best. No doubt about it. My hometown connected to New Jersey by three bridges.
Yes.
Bayonne, Gothels, Outer Bridge. Very good. Sayreville, New Jersey, which is right across the Outer Bridge from Staten Island. That's what I'm told she's from. Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show. To our terrestrial radio listeners, could not be more thrilled to have my next guest join us right here. And couldn't be more, we could all use some good news in 2020. And here's some good news. The 15th studio album of this man's stellar, legendary career is being released. And it is called 2020. He is none other than the great John Bon Jovi. How are you, sir?
Hi, guys. I'm very well, thank you. Happy to call in.
Happy to have you.
What did they say? First time caller, long time listener.
There you go. There you have it. John from, so what would I say? You're John from Sayreville? What would I say?
Sayreville. The other side of the Outer Bridge. Yep. Over the Driscoll Bridge. Then, you know, you go the Outer Bridge to the Driscoll, the big bridge on the other side.
Sure. Yep.
There on the parkway.
Yep.
Is where I used to play football. Literally, they'd say, go play in traffic. That's where we would play.
Is that right? So what position were you when you were doing this?
Oh, in Pop Warner, that's, you know, that junior high stuff. No, I'm talking like when we go out and throw the ball around with your friends.
Okay.
There was a grass field.
Yep.
And I'm talking about, you know, the early to mid 70s. You'd play football on the parkway. and my parents, they had a death wish for me. They're like, go play in traffic.
Now, when you say the parkway, you're talking about like the actual
Garden State Park.
Yes, me.
Oh my God, John! Come on.
Because you say you know the Outer Bridge. You cross the Outer Bridge, and then there's the Driscoll.
Yep.
And you're going south. It's right there, the foot of that bridge. There wasn't an exit at the time. What is now an exit used to be a grass field. Right across the street from that exit was literally my street, Robin Hood Drive in Sayreville, New Jersey.
Oh,
and we used to ride our bikes, and that's where we would play football.
Now, if we're going down memory lane, me being from Staten Island, I would go across the Outer Bridge on occasion and go to the Monster Multi-Cinema Metroplex was there.
Exactly.
In Sayreville.
That was the foot of the bridge.
That's exactly right. That's where we would go because, you know, if the times in Staten Island weren't good, we would just go across and we'd go to New Jersey to see a movie. So when you were playing on the Garden State Parkway, words I never thought I would set up a question for John Bon Jovi in my life, but... who did you imagine you were being? Who were you emulating in those football games?
Shirley Giants, Fran Tarkington, Fred Dreyer.
Fred Dreyer.
Early 70s Giants.
That was so you weren't, I guess it's northern enough for you not to be Philly.
Correct.
Yet.
Our television feed like yours was because people ask me that as the years went, why did you own an arena team in Philly and blah, blah, blah. Yes, we were a New York-based New Jersey. Yes.
So are you still, I guess, what's your team now, John, if you have to claim
one?
I've
been the Patriots for some 25 years.
That's right.
Because my relationships to Bill and to Mr. Kraft and, you know, Tom and everybody up there. So I've been friends with them for, well, since Parcells was head coach. So wherever they went, I went. And then, you know, as I got friendlier with Mr. Kraft and we became tight, I was always a Patriots guy since Bledsoe.
So, you know, it's interesting, John. I got to spend a couple days with Bill Belichick when he was the analyst on the NFL 100 all-time team program at NFL Films. Yeah. And I got to see what everybody who's gotten to know Belichick in person of who he is and sense of humor and everything that you don't see when he's moving on to Cincinnati and stuff like that at the podium.
Yeah.
What's your take on Bill? And you got a good story about music or anything?
Yeah, I got a lot of good stories, you know, because like I said, he and I do you remember a punter on the Giants by the name of Sean Landetta?
Of course.
Okay, Sean's a good old friend of mine, and he'll always be a dear old friend of mine because I met him one night in the China Club in New York City. This is like 89. And he had his Super Bowl ring on, and he knew I was a big Giants guy. And he let me try the ring on, and then he says, you know, if you really want, maybe I could ask Parcells if you could come to practice. And if you remember back in those days, practices were never open to the public.
Sure.
And George Young was the GM.
Oh, yeah.
Parcells, you know, Mr. Mara, Mr. Wellington Mara.
The Duke.
The Duke was alive, and they would be at practice. So one day, Parcells allowed me to come to practice. And the first thing he did was yell at me. And I said, oh, I know you. You're my Pop Warner coach. I wasn't even intimidated by that. But as our relationships built, you know, then, and I got more access, if you will, I became sort of the mascot. And so that young guy, Belichick, Charlie White, we became pals, like really pals. You know, Parcells was still dad, and he was the boss, and he was incredibly kind to me to let me in the locker room, on the bench, you know, traveling to the team to away games. But my friendships built with Belichick and White. And wherever they all went, I would go and visit and hang out and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then, you know, come 96, at that Super Bowl against Green Bay, I met Mr. Kraft for the first time. And then, of course, I'd go to practice every year. And I opened Gillette Stadium, much like I opened MetLife Stadium. So my NFL connections were going and going and going. So then Belichick would come on the road with us. But we never told people those stories. You know, he's a closet drummer. You know, so, like, there's all kinds of stories about Bill that the world doesn't know because he's so focused on work when he's working.
Sure.
But when he's not working, you know, he's a wonderful, warm, sweet guy, believe it or not. And, of course, he's a genius. But all that aside, you know, the personality of the dad that I know, the guy that likes a rock and roll band that I know, you know, that I've had more than one drink with in my life, I know. You know, so that's the different guy I know. And I'm allowed that access because I never take advantage of it.
It's kind of like Fight Club. And as a matter of fact, I'm a little concerned even bringing it up right now. But there's a couple of threads I do want to pull a little bit here. So you said on the road. So he was a John Bon Jovi roadie for a little bit?
I wouldn't say he's a roadie. He's flying on the plane with me. But
roadie with benefits. Roadie with benefits.
No. Yeah, yeah. No, Bill, you know, Bill's coming out. Oh, yeah, he's been out on the road with us, you know, in that little brief window before camp would start. If he got those couple weeks off, he came over to Europe one year. He's been to shows in the States. Oh, absolutely. For 100 years now. Yeah.
And then when you say closet drummer, like,
he likes music and he's banging on a drum kit, you know, yes. Yes.
So what are his chops?
Many years ago.
What are his chops? I mean, when you can he can
you
he?
Know, he probably plays drums as well as I play football, but doesn't even you know love it.
It's
not
interesting.
Everybody gets to make a living, you know, but it doesn't mean you can't bang on.
Exactly. It's odd enough. We're looking it up. He once banged the drums in the middle of the Garden State Parkway. It's very strange. You have the same roots, John. It's kind of crazy. John Bon Jovi here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk about your album 2020. What a year, man. And we all need stuff like this from you. I'm wondering if you needed to make it, John.
You know, it's funny when in 2019, it was March of 19, we went to Nashville to make the album. What I thought was the album was really just the first batch of songs, because even though I had the album title in mind, it was a dual meaning. Clear vision, because I sort of had been through a tumultuous time, but really felt I had clear vision again. Compounded by the fact that I laughed and said, election year sure will sell a lot of T-shirts. But as events unfolded, I started to write more and more topical songs and address a lot of what was going on. And I said, okay, if I can just bear witness to history, don't take sides, just report the facts. And I really set out to do that, and I think we accomplished it. Once COVID came and I had to delay the release of the record, outright canceled the tour, I had an opportunity to write a couple more songs, one of which is the current single, which happens to even be number 10 on the charts, about COVID, for Lord's sake. And it's called If You Can't Do What You Do What You Can't. And that was one. And then in light of what happened with the death of George Floyd, I was really taken by it, and I wrote a song called American Reckoning. That's when I said, okay, I'm witness to history. This album title's a lot deeper than I thought. And we release it, you know, this week.
And then, you know, obviously 2020 has been just a rough year for so many people, John.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, and it just seems there's just one negative development after another. It just keeps hitting you. And then this past week, the passing of Eddie Van Halen. I know you've spoken of it and spoken about it. I'd love to give you the floor about Eddie to my audience and your recollections of the passing of Eddie Van Halen from a couple of days ago.
You know, to be in the company of true greatness, a legend and a genius, because he, like the true creators of the electric guitar, whether it was Les Paul himself or Jimmy Page or Eric Clapton, Eddie Van Halen's name is mentioned in the same way. And when I came up in the late 70s, and, you know, he was, seven years older than I am, they got signed in, like, 78. Every teenage kid who ever looked at an electric guitar dreamed of, you know, playing it like Eddie Van Halen. Nobody could. There was only truly one original. And that was the legacy of Eddie Van Halen. He made his mark, and he'll always be remembered for it.
John Bon Jovi, a couple more minutes left with the rock and roll and musician and legendary John Bon Jovi here on the Rich Eisen Show. Tell me about your foundation. What's going on with the JBJ Soul Foundation? Let's do some good here in 2020.
Oh, my goodness. Lots. You know, we have been in the foundation business for some 15 years now. Once upon a time, I founded under the guise of sports ownership, because once upon a time, I used to own an arena football team, and I thought the only way that we're going to ingratiate ourselves in Philadelphia was to be at least as or more philanthropic than the Big Four. And so when the foundation found focus, it was in the food insecurity and housing, the homeless. And since then, we've built nearly 1,000 units of affordable housing coast to coast, have 3 community restaurants where I was working when I came up with the title for Do What You Can, because I was washing dishes, which is typically a volunteer position for people who are in need. They come and they work in the restaurants, and they're empowered when they come and they volunteer. And then in light of what was happening in 2020, with the dire need for food out on Eastern Long Island, we opened a food bank and provided the food to 7 pantries for the last 4 months. So the spike in the need for food has been off the charts, and our simple adage is, we don't need a scientist to find the cure. It was going to take money and sweat equity. And so we had a little of both, and we opened these restaurants and the food bank and built these houses, and the continuation of the foundation happens every day.
JBJSF.org. So that's for the JBJ Soul Foundation. JBJSF.org to find out more and participate in it. John, I really appreciate you calling in. It's just a blast. Always is. My wife, who's such a huge fan of yours, just wanted me to send you her best. My nephew Jack goes to Syracuse. He texts me. He's like, ask him how his son likes Syracuse.
He loves it.
So it's great. And I appreciate the time always here on the program. Thank you.
It's so great to call in. I look forward to it.
You got
it. All right, I appreciate it, brother. Have a great day.
You take care, John. Take care. You got it. That's John Bon Jovi, at John Bon Jovi, Twitter and Instagram.
Boom.
Right here on the show.
That was awesome.
Did you ever play in the middle of Garden State Parkway?
No, but there was a movie theater right near where he's talking about, a big, gigantic out driving.
Let me tell you something. You know, I view so many different things. I view so many different things in this life as like one big Mad Lib, right? You know Mad Lib? You remember Mad Libs?
Mad Libs.
Okay.
We had those, Rich. I don't know.
You know what it is, a Mad Lib?
Yeah.
Chris? Yeah, it's a story, and then you like proper noun, adjective, and all that stuff. And I do that with my kids a lot. And on occasion, we have to stop because, you know, the proper nouns start becoming body parts that are inappropriate.
Makes sense.
But if this was a Mad Lib, if that interview was a Mad Lib, and I could have filled in proper nouns and places and things, a story that he begins with... The year 1989, proper name of Sean Landetta, and place China Club. I would have filled it in right on the spot.
Pretty good.
Now, isn't Landetta a Jersey? Isn't he a Jersey guy, too? Wasn't Landetta a Jersey guy?
I think you're right.
I think we always were proud of him kicking because it was China Dave Club. Jennings was the kicker for so many years. And then he finally gave way and went to the Jets. May he rest in peace. And then Landetta came in, and when you took over punting for Sean for Dave Jennings, those were big cleats to fill.
Landetta's a Baltimore guy.
Okay. I just remember Landetta had some.
But played for the Giants,
dude. I'm telling you,
phenomenal.
I know people make fun of punters and punting and all of that stuff, but when Dave Jennings gave way and somebody else came in for the Parcells Giants, it was like, who the hell is this guy? Think he is punting? I'm serious.
There were many afternoon Pat Summerall games that were.
And you know who the special teams guy for the Giants?
In the
Belichick.
Yeah.
Sean Landetta.
Mayock tells the story.
Landetta had the single bar.
Yes,
he did. Mayock tells the story that when he joined the Giants, you know, he joined as a special teamer, and his coach was Belichick. That's why Bill today is essentially in charge of special teams for. Well, he's in charge of everything for his team. But, I mean, the king of, let's get the guy lefty punting because the ball spins a different way. So all of a sudden, everybody who's back to receive thinks the ball's going a certain way. And then all of a sudden, uh-oh. That guy.
Goat.
He's a drummer. Did you know that about him?
I did not know that. Would not have expected that.
I mean,
did not expect to hear
Belichick's
that
drumming.
Belichick, I mean, the drummer. Like stepbrothers, he just has a drum. Don't touch my drum kit!
You know, I think we're burying the lead a little on Sean Landetta, because from what I recall about Sean Landetta back in the day was he was a punter, but wasn't he also like a ladies' man? Like,
oh, yeah.
Sean Landetta dated some, like, women who you should be out of a punter's league.
Well,
no offense to Pat McAfee.
Again, the story goes the punter of the Giants was hanging with John Bon Jovi in the China Club in 1989.
So it makes sense.
Tells you all you need to know.
Makes it seem like, Sean, let's just put it this way. There was some hang time.
Yes.
For Sean. That few others enjoyed back in 1989. Thank you very much.
Thank you, TJ.
Thank you very much. You're giving me the sound horn?
The roster horn.
But, you know, hold on a second. Things are going to get a little awkward when we come back here. Things are going to get a little awkward here when we come back. There is some personal Rich Eisen show business that needs to be addressed on the air.
Man, what happened?
Interesting.
It's not quite Festivus.
No,
I was about to go grab the pole.
There's no feats of strength. But there's a slight airing of a grievance.
Okay.
That could not be a good... Not to use a possible awkward moment amongst all of us as a tease, but I just did.
We're all looking at each other like,
everything's content. You guys have no idea what I'm talking about, too.
No.
None. Okay, very good. That's coming up.
Wonder if you have my internet history.
Hey, if you're a business owner, you don't need us to tell you that running a business is tough, certainly these days, but you might be making it harder on yourself than necessary. Don't let QuickBooks and spreadsheets slow you down anymore. It's time for you to upgrade. And it's time for you to upgrade to NetSuite. Stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it. Ditch the spreadsheets and all the old software you've outgrown. Now is the time for you to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. Everything you need all in one place, instantaneously. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in revenue, save time and money with NetSuite. Join the over 21,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/rich. Again, schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/rich. That's netsuite.com/rich.
Sports keep coming back. So does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is now in full swing, and the NBA has also begun. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Visit BetOnline today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the Welcome Back to Sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One. BetOnline to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
We're back here on Peacock, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We got some phone calls. That was fun with John Bon Jovi right there. I decided not to say, what's your Mount Rushmore?
It would have been. I would love to hear his jersey. Well, he loves Sinatra.
Of course it's Sinatra and it's Springsteen. How can you not say him? It's the fourth.
Southside Johnny would have been his, because they were a big.
I should have asked him that then.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do that the next time.
It's hard to put Southside Johnny, though, in front of Whitney, because Whitney's Whitney.
It's just one of those things where, you know, last thing was to do is piss anybody off back home in, in Sayreville.
You know? Yeah, he was a Club Binet guy. They played, that was the Sayreville big bar where the Rockers hung.
I went to the multiplex there many times to watch movies.
Yeah.
Might have seen Never Say Never Again there, actually.
Oh.
to tie.
Did you see Die Hard in the...
I don't remember.
I'm kidding.
It was probably the summer. Because that's when it came out. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show, here on the Mightier 1090, and the rest of anybody else is listening to us terrestrially. We say hello. Let's take some phone calls before we get to an airing of grievance here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's take some phone calls. Kathy in Philadelphia has been hanging on for over an hour. Sorry, Kathy, we're doing to keep you on hold, but appreciate you hanging in there. What's up?
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
How you been,
Kathy? What's happening?
Well, you know, the Titans have made us Bills fans in a position of defending the Patriots, so it's not been a good day. While I was listening to the show on hold, I did notice that you kind of slipped in the Staten Island is technically New Jersey line.
It's part of it. It's part of it. And I know you've slagged. I know you've slagged on this before, Kathy. I recognize your voice and name and location. So have at it. Have at it.
But actually, the reason I wanted to call is to respond directly to the lack of respect being shown to the boss by previous callers.
Correct. Not from us.
No.
Okay.
Previous callers.
Right.
And listen, you know, he's not for everybody. I grant that. You know, I'm not a Beyonce fan. I know that's sacrilege. I'm not a fan. But you have to give the guy credit. He's getting up there in age. He's still putting out new music. He's still doing four-hour shows when you're able to do shows. So there's that. But for me personally, my very first concert was Springsteen at the Garden.
Oh, boy. Wow.
So I don't want to say that it ruined other concerts for me, but I will say that Tiffany at Irving Plaza, not on the same level.
Very good.
I saw Tiffany too.
I like it. Kathy's salty. I like it when Kathy calls in salty and very good. Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Kathy rules.
Have a good one.
Springsteen was my first concert too. Seton Hall.
She fires darts in everybody's direction.
Very good.
Yeah, she's saying hot
that the Titans are making her defend the Patriots, which is not a good day.
I mean, Bills fans don't like that.
We need a once-a-week Catholic call.
Let's have her back.
All downhill after you see Springsteen.
Our number's 844-204-RICH. Mike in the great state of Pennsylvania. What's up, Mike?
Rich and fellas, good afternoon. I wanted to check in and thank you for having Bon Jovi on the show.
Please.
I must say, and this is so, I think a lot of people don't talk about this. I tweeted it out earlier to your show. The most, for me, the most underrated is the kickoff of Slippery When Wet, Let It Rock, the keyboard intro. It's just, I think, and I used to play music being a blind guy. I played music, so that keyboard, that organ is phenomenal. I mean, it's just, you just know that it's a, that album is about to kick off, and it's just, oh, like it has that, let's go. Let it rock, you know.
Right.
And it's just, that's so, a lot of people don't talk about that. In terms of tonight.
Yes, sir.
Because of what happened with the, with the Philadelphia Eagles finally winning the Super Bowl 3 years ago, tonight will be not the Fog Bowl, but it will be Al's Roast Beef version of the Philly Special in Chicago, as the Bears tonight will beat and win tonight against the.
I don't know. By the way, I appreciate the Merrill Reese impersonation, and I'm with you with Slippery When Wet, you know, but this is where. We got to part ways, sir, and not just thank you for the call. Appreciate it. So we got to part ways. I'm not feeling it for the Bears tonight.
No, me neither.
I have a feeling Tom Brady's got something special, to use the phrase.
Are they going to run a play where Tom catches a pass tonight?
Oh,
that should be a prop bet.
That would be so Arians-like. Just to show everybody
that Tom can't catch.
To everybody out there, it would be so Bruce Arians like to say, Tom, everybody thinks we got a bad relationship because of what I got on you after week one. How about we show everybody we're cool by giving you the shot to Philly's special Nick Foles? You think of that? Now, that's just the way that we as fans think.
Right.
But I just, I don't know if he'd put it that way, or he would just, as the subtext of, I know what you need, Tom. We're doing well. I know what you need. How about a little Philly special tonight? Tommy, you want to catch a touchdown pass on Thursday Night Football on the Bears? What do you think?
Mark, I want you to have my cheese truck.
By the way, if you really want to even go down the road of things, I mean, when Khalil Mack was drafted by the Raiders, that's when teams in the AFC were building to try and beat the Patriots, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Essentially, like, you've got to build your team to get past New England and put Tom Brady on his ass. Let's go get Khalil Mack. And he's there tonight. I love this matchup. I love it. I love it. I love it. All of it.
You know,
I think the Bucs take it, though. I humbly disagree with our caller from Pennsylvania. Humbly disagree.
You guys find it funny, though? Schedule's been out for a while, right?
Yep.
Nick Foles gets named the starter last week. Trubisky Brady doesn't move a needle.
I don't think Matt Nagy's thinking storylines when he's making moves like that.
It'd be great if he was.
I mean,
I thank him profusely because I think
we wouldn't be chatting about it so much if it was Mitchell.
I still think we'd be like, hey, let's see if Trubisky can make his bones against Brady. Doesn't have the same juice, if you will, as the guy who beat him in the Super Bowl. Because Eli Manning's not walking through that door. There's only two human beings that can say that. That's it. Or
Manning, Eli.
Outpoint Tom Brady in a Super Bowl. Is that the more apt way to put it?
Outpoint.
And you know he still feels it, because remember when he and Peyton did the golf tournament and Peyton was saying who he could have brought as his caddy? You start listening to people and he said Nick Foles. And Tom was like, hey.
Dude,
like,
no question in my mind. There's no question in my mind that this guy has something ready for tonight. And anybody who thinks differently does not know the way he operates. yes, he's got a lot on his plate between injuries to Godwin and O.J. Howard, and Evans might be hobbled, and there's, you know, Khalil Mack right there, and of course he's got a lot on his mind, but at some point he does spend a little bit of time thinking about this stuff, and in case he doesn't, he's got probably a couple people on his social media team to dial it up. For sure. And in terms of, you know, creating something to just maybe get you all riled up, I've got something. Maybe this is another thing that Tom and I have in common, is outside of being a Michigan man.
The three of us are sitting here like, which one of us is it?
Well, no, just equating yourself to
I Tom come to
Brady.
Work to the Rich Eisen Show, and I like chit-chatting with everybody. I think I'm approachable. Right?
I think I know where this is going.
Well, it just depends, you know.
And I like hearing what's going on in your personal lives, and I like hearing this stuff.
I know where this is going.
I heard there was like a little 3-hour tour.
Oh, yeah.
And some skipper left good old Gilligan off the invite list, on the pay no mind list.
Same as well.
I heard Mike Del Tufo's new boat, which has been named. Has
no, name,
been named?
No, 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 no name. No,
his no named name. Boat. Went on a little excursion.
Yeah.
Invited on that trip, Adam, who's answering our telephones, call screener.
Yep. He's been asking me for a long
Liz,
time.
Liz Whale. Yep. She's back there right now, making sure that we've got the best. She's the one who books folks like John Bon Jovi for this program.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's making sure that we are as set with as many A-list celebrities as possible. So I understand why you'd want her on your good side and show her a moment of a little bit of fresh sea air for her to take in.
Yep.
Who else was invited, Mike?
I only take 2 or 3 people on the boat at once, so, you know, I have to...
Well, I mean, is this a social distancing thing?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, right.
I mean, yeah, you have to wear a mask. No, I'm serious. Everyone's invited whenever they want.
Hold on a second.
Wait a second.
Well, hold on.
You just have to pick days when you're available to come, and you're invited on the
Mike,
boat.
So what is the capacity?
Oh, no, I can put like 6 people.
Oh, okay.
So wait a second.
I got to worry about it. As the captain, I'm in control, and I don't like 6 people on a boat because then I can't see what everyone's doing.
What
I don't
want to lose someone over.
Who knows? You could fall over, and I got to be like, I'm responsible.
Oh, that's true.
So what? Say what now?
I only take like 1 or 2 people. I've invited like Don and his kid.
You're not helping your
Mike.
I've asked.
Do you
people.
Think?
Said
do you? Th- no, hold on a second.
Well, no, hold on.
Hold on. We only have a limited amount of time left here. Do you think I don't want the invitation?
No.
Okay.
No.
I register.
In all honesty, you'd be right. I don't want to go.
See, there you go.
For a couple of reasons.
Oh, here we go.
One, it's not named yet. And someone of my stature
won't go on an unnamed boat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the same way I wouldn't go on Luan's pod until he put a damn motor in his bus. I think a man of my stature and reputation cannot be seen getting on a boat with no name.
On a boat. It's like a Bon Jovi song.
Boat with no name.
There you go. And secondly, I'm not inviting myself. It's not right.
Unbecoming.
It's unbecoming.
Yeah.
Hey, Rich, you got a new boat taking people
out.
I know you got a lot on your plate. I mean, you could say it that way. And I do. I got children to go home to as opposed to, hey, Suze, guess what? I'm going to go out and sail the marina with Mike.
For a couple hours.
I'll see you soon.
I don't know if
you're right. That's not what I'm interested in doing, but...
But
a little something for the effort, right?
Would be nice to be invited.
It's kind of like when you know I'm picking up the check.
just
reach for the wallet.
I've got it.
I just want the reach.
Just gotta reach the check.
That's it. You know, just make the reach. Just the courtesy reach. Just like, no, I've got it. That's all I'm looking
for the effort.
Is yes. It is. It is something that does need to be played out amongst friends to be civil with one another and respectful to each other. Just say, hey, you know, I got a boat. We're taking people on. Do you want to come? And I'm like, oh, no, I can't. Just make the reach out. That's all I'm looking for.
It's a Festivus miracle.
No, it is an airing of grievance. But tell me if I'm wrong. You could tell me if I'm wrong.
No. Brogman wants to come.
Mike, you've never invited me to your house.
I don't invite anyone to my house.
So I don't expect to get a boat invite. You know what I mean? I've been dying to come and hang out during the Friday Night Music show.
No, that's false.
For 9 years.
Exactly. No. Thank you. Thank you.
He just made the reach there.
No. It's
Have I not said I want to come to the music show?
Before you had a child.
6 years ago, I've been saying
okay,
this.
Very good.
I don't like fans around.
Wow.
You don't like fans?
I don't like fans around.
That's how I feel about parties. Like, I generally tend not to go, but I still want to be invited.
You just don't want to come to work the next day and hear about, hey, this was great. You should go on the boat, Rich. Well, I got to get invited.
Adam made a whole video about their outing yesterday.
Oh, really?
He was showing us the video.
Really?
Like, oh, cool.
Went to Marina Del Rey. Went around.
I don't understand.
I like boats.
Palos Verdes.
You know what I mean?
Jeez.
You're all invited.
I don't want to go. Now I don't want to go.
Yeah, right invited. Now it cheapens it. It cheapens it. Yeah. It cheapens it.
You went higher register.
Yeah, you're all invited. Sure.
Yeah, you should come on. Come on.
Oh, by the way, that's tomorrow's show. You got to go higher register. That'll be fun.
Well, I already gave mine with Mike.
And we'll talk about tonight's week 5 kickoff and get you set for the rest of the week. Thank you to Albert Breer, Michael Kay, and John Bon Jovi. That was a blast.
Oh, yeah.
And for all of us here, except for Mike, we'll see you Friday.